I'm John Batchelor, sitting with Mary Roach, the author. Her new book is Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy. Different parts of the body, externally and internally, can be replaced. And it's been going on for centuries, dating back to the Romans, the Greeks. However, modern times requires us to attend to something I didn't know was going on, to print an organ. Now, this is literal, correct, Mary? They really are ambitions to print a heart. How does it work?
There are ambitions, yes, but I would say it's in the early phases. For example, a heart is a muscular organ. It's a muscle for the most part. And to print muscle, you would think, well, it's one kind of cell. It should be pretty simple. You load the material and the printer lays down the cells. But in fact, you need to consider how are those individual muscle cells aligned? Because it depends on what the function of that muscle is. So for a heart muscle, when the heart actually, when it pumps, it twists slightly, almost like wringing out a sweater to get the most moisture out. It's helpful to squeeze a little bit, so to twist. So the cells are printed in a kind of a helix shape configuration. They're aligned in a certain way, as opposed to like a hamstring muscle where they're just aligned parallel, or the shoulder muscle where they're kind of in a fan shape, which gives the shoulder that range of motion. So it's really complicated. Right now, I talked to a researcher who had printed a single ventricle for a mouse, and it's in there and it's working and it's pumping and it's doing its thing. But it's one ventricle. It's not a whole heart. It doesn't have the valves. So the mouse still has its original heart because this ventricle squeezes and it's unhelpfully squeezing blood out either end. But that's just because they haven't printed the valve. They can print a valve. A valve is, I have actually in a little jar, I have a 3D printed collagen leaflet valve, which is a, heart valve. That's both very, very impressive, but also, indicates we do have a way to go. I asked the researcher at the lab, Adam Feinberg, this is at Carnegie Mellon. I asked him how long before, where are we at, and, how long before we are actually printing organs that can be implanted in someone's body. And he said, well, I would say if you use the parallel of aviation, we are in the Wright brothers stage. So we have a ways to go, but things are, with AI, with CRISPR, with just technology is advancing at a pretty speedy rate. It's just medical science is, the definition of fast in medical science is, 10, 20 years. So it's both very fast and frustratingly slow for people who are waiting for these things.
I ask a frequently asked questions of printing organs. What is the ink made of?
Right. Well, various things. The printer that I saw had four extruder nozzles, so you could have four different types of tissue. You would be printing cells. You would be printing extracellular material like collagen, and you would. So in this, there are different ways to do it, but the system that I saw, an extrusion system where you're laying down the organ, the material, whatever you're building, one layer at a time. So imagine if you were printing a hard-boiled egg. You'd go shell, 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 white, 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 yolk, 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 white, 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 shell. If that makes sense, you're going all the way across, laying down a layer, and every time you're switching to a different extruder head. So the other thing that's tricky is that body parts are not hard. So if you're printing something squishy, and you're trying to lay things down in an even way, it's tough to do. So the system that I saw has a support gel around the thing that you're trying to, the thing that you're printing. So that's, there's also issues with trying to, you know, trying to print collagen without jamming up the extruder head. There's various ways of dealing with that that are a little complicated to get into here. But
the main ingredient, if I read correctly, is hair gel or something like hair gel.
The support gel is similar to hair gel. It's the same kind of ingredient. Yes, that's not the actual. You're not printing the organ out of hair gel, but the supporting material is a similar. There's a similar component. Yeah.
So they're concocting the ink out of cells and hair. Well, something like hair gel beforehand, and that is an arduous process. But so they're inventing not only the printer, but this. What they're printing, all of it's being invented. I didn't even know it was going on, Mary. That's why I'm flabbergasted when I read your column. And they say 100 years to go. Okay.
Well, they say, well, that's if you stick to the Wright brothers' analogy of 100 years. But but a couple of decades was what Dr. Feinberg said. So anyway.
I take it to heart. We're going back to the obvious pieces. Missing body parts from your face, for example, which is very difficult for people to live with the rest of their lives. Then there's hair. Of course, that's about vanity. And then there's some difficult, challenging parts that need to be adjusted. And everything, Mary's book is extremely positive. You're facing any of these surgeries or thinking about it for yourself because of accidents. The book is Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy. Mary Roach is the author. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.